"How are you doing, my old fart?" Oh, I said, I didn't put it like this. I said, "How are you doing, you old fart?" Hello, my lovely listeners. It's episode 25th of the Daily Show. Okay, my lovelies, this week I've got a treat for you. I just want to ask you, do you feel depressed on a regular basis, or you just get the Monday blues? You know what I'm talking about, especially winter times. I am prone to be more depressed in winter times, well, at least I used to. Now that I moved back in France, the weather's a bit nicer, so although I'm going to spend my first winter in over 20 years soon, so we'll see how that goes. But I reckon as long as I'm getting enough sun and enough vitamin C and enough of my diet and my exercise, I should be fine. But time will tell on that one. But I do not feel myself, or anywhere in the UK when I was living there, I did not feel myself in the dark winter months, and it got worse the older I got. And so I think I'm seasonal depressed, you know, I need the sun. But of course, I'm like anyone, I get a bit low from time to time, you know. I just managed it better now than I used to, but I'm a human being, like any of you, and I've got bad days, you know. So here I am. I had one of them low days a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago. So I thought, why not give a call to a friend to light up my mood a little? So there I am, dialing my mate's phone, and which I start with the courtesy of, "Hello, how are you doing, my old fart?" Oh, I didn't put it like this. I said, "How are you doing, you old fart?" Yeah, I do introduce myself like this to some friends. Actually, I love it when my friends insult me. Say, "How are you doing, you fucking cunt," or "you twat." Sorry about French there again. I love it. I love tough love. I do it a lot in France. You know, the more abuse I get, the more I'm going to love you. Some sadomasochist thing maybe going on there. Anyway, I digress. The reply was from my friend, "Now, mate, I'm having a shit time right now, you know." So I inquired into the matter further, and I asked him what was up. And after listening to about 20 minutes about his latest relationship problems, and I tried to give my best advice, which I think he totally discarded, I find out later that month, I decided, hell shit, I'm just going to ring another friend. So me too, I can vent my lows, and even if trivial, and they appear to be very trivial by then, I decided, yeah, okay, I'm going to try another friend now, you know. Now I've been listening to somebody, well, one of my mates, problems for 20 minutes, and picked him up. Well, I think so. Well, I try anyway. I think I did. He was in a better shape when I left him. But anyway, so I ring somebody else, a girl this time. And she, I mean, actually, was doing a video because she's got my goddaughter Darcy, which I love to bits. And she always picked me up, that girl. But anyway, I called her mum. It's not my, she's the goddaughter, you know. Anyway, and it's video, because I usually video her, and she started crying. She started crying and telling me how low she felt, and her life was all fucked, and how much she messed up the night before, and our past boyfriend was a dick. So then I went to work again, and listened, and gave my best advice that I could give, given the situation. Told her that she felt rubbish, most likely because of the chemical imbalance in her bloodstream, because she went on a heavy alcohol consumption the night before. So, how she was feeling was not real. I'm trying to read when I'm saying this. I want to make what she expected on her life. I guess, to me, I mean, like me, you know, when one aspect of your life is not doing too good, or, you know, you fucked up something, we all tend to dramatize, I think, and think that everything is either fucked up fucked or lost or both. When actually it ain't that bad. It ain't as bad as this, as we say it is. I guess we all do this from time to time to get some attention. Like if we are looking for someone to just give us a hug, you know, and tell us it's gonna be all right. I think that's what we do it for sometimes. Well, after those two conversations, I totally forgot about how I previously felt, how low I previously felt. So helping others just override my own very trivial, I must say now, life issues. I even laughed about it. I think I remember calling a French friend of mine and telling him about this that just happened. And we laugh because they're like, my God, you know, just you always can always find somebody else having a shitter time than you, and you pick them up and you feel better. Anyway, the cure was there, right there, staring in my face, staring in my bald-headed of a face. When you feel a little bit depressed, try to phone a friend who you might suspect is having a tough time. Hell, phone an old friend you haven't heard from a long time, I guess. When you help others, you forget about your own business, your own issues, because most of the time, in hindsight, there are no big deals really. So, in fact, the only way we can grow, in fact, problems, I think, problems is the only way we can grow. So, I try to welcome them now, and rather than find something to hide behind, or use alcohol or drug, like I used to lower the pain down somehow, I try to own it first. Let it pass through me, because I know I am stronger than this feeling. However tense, difficult or sad, the feeling will pass just as it came. I love you, you can do this, and thank you for listening or reading. Oh, by the way guys, next week we have in the lovely Frances Trussell, I think I said it right, about her mindfulness happy business. She is a mindfulness teacher, and you will explain how she got from thinking, overthinking everything, to a life of happiness and contentment. And I think it's going to be a great episode. But before that, obviously, there will be the mini episode. And this week, I have no clue what I'm going to talk about. No, actually, I do. I've got so many books I want you to try to read and help yourself. Because if you want to be successful, then most successful people will tell you that they read. Successful people do have one thing in common. They educate themselves. They read. So if you're not currently reading something, and I'm not talking about novel. I mean, yes, you can read novels, and I think expanding your creativity is one thing, and I do it too. But I think self-improvement is something that you should read, because to improve yourself is the way to actually be more successful. And that doesn't mean or necessarily means about money. It means in many aspects of your life. Yeah, I know I'm bragging about this, but I just want to help, mate. Just want to help you see the light. No, I'm fucking kidding. I haven't seen any light. I'm not a guru. I just stopped smoking not long ago, I told you about this, and I still don't smoke, and I did say I was going to stop drinking, and I have stopped drinking, but I was in London this weekend, and yes, I had a few pints. There you go. Are you going to blame me for it? Are you going to say, oh, look at him, he's full of crap? And again, this will say, and I'm going to talk about this in the podcast, how harsh we judge ourselves, and we're going to cover this with Frances Trussell over next week, because you know the way you talk to yourself sometimes, it's very harsh, and you won't even talk to like this to a friend, you know, when you're having a tough time, and you somehow despise yourself. Like the first thing I said to myself when I had just a couple of pints, the next day I felt like crap, by the way. When you stop drinking for quite some time, you know, actually it was only a week and a half, but anyway, it did the trick. I felt rubbish. I don't have a good experience from it. I don't have a good souvenir. And I felt drained, you know, maybe it's my age, I'm nearly 40, be 40 in the end of the year, but I didn't feel as good, as I guess, as I used to. I mean, it's just what I would say again about the smoking, that I've stopped, and the drinking, you know, it's why I was drinking before, and I think I've switched somehow my own thinking behind the drinking, the excess of it anyway. The smoking, I'm not going back. I didn't smoke this weekend, even when I was a bit tipsy. I'm done with it. It's not nothing to do with willpower. Again, I would stress that if you try to stop smoking with willpower, you aren't gonna last. You need to address the issues of why you were smoking in the first place. And I know it's very funny to say it like this, But I'm currently writing a book, a couple of books actually, and I will go into details as best as I can to try and help other people that are thinking or wishing to try to stop smoking or wanted to stop smoking. Because I think the way I did it, which already honestly still surprised me, but it's there, it's done, I've done it. And I'm just want to help other people that are struggling with something and they just want to switch, they want to stop. And it's all in the head. In the head, my friend. Your head. Yeah. Head. You big, my big, shiny, bald head. Right, I digress. I love you. I'll see you on the probably Thursday this week because I'm in Dublin for a weekend birthday treat for a friend that he doesn't know we're going. Oh, shit. I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. Oh, my God. What have I done? I might actually have to edit that one. Nah, he ain't going to listen. Yeah, he ain't going to listen. Not this week, anyway. So, hopefully. Oh my God, if I fucked that up, I might really edit it out. Yeah, I might do. So if you see a beep and you don't see, if you see a beep, it looks, sounds a bit odd, that's probably when I take that off. Anyway, I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me. I've got 1,000 downloads a month. Actually, a bit more than that because I'm only in one platform. So I probably have more, but the other one I just can't tell. I don't know the stats. From one platform, I use many. I've got 1,000, more than 1,000 downloads a month. This is like, for me, it's just mind blowing. I mean, I started from nothing, so it's getting somewhere. So I'm happy. I'm very happy. So thank you. Thank you for guys again. And I'll see you next episode this week. Love you. Bye. Again, please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on other platform where you listen to this podcast. I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier, so that's Didier Soulier. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free, but you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again and I see you soon.